podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oftentimes on the show, we talk about proposals. Right? And it's like, oh my God, we're in Paris. Whatever. That's great. We're going to talk about proposals today, but they have to be the bad ones. Mm-hmm. The pathetic, the PP. Yes.
Oh, sorry. We're trying to go all P's?
Yeah, it's got to be proposal. Pathetic.
Problematic.
Problematic. Oh, yes. Pathetic, though. Mm-hmm. Pathetic.
Yeah.
Like, we want to, like, proposals are supposed to be great. There's so many pathetic proposals where, like,
have you guys, I'm not a Disney adult, but I do enjoy Disney. Okay. I would never, like, have you guys seen the people that get engaged at Disneyland in front of the castle? But you have to
do it fast because they shoo you along.
Well, that's the thing. You can do it if you have to, like, book it. Otherwise, they'd shoo you. And, like, there was a dude that ran through, grabbed the ring, and was like, no, 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 get out of here. Like an employee.
He stopped it while he was...
while it was happening. The guy was on the knee.
Because the guy was too cheap to book it.
But or I think, didn't know, or... Yeah, I think the guy actually did book it, and there was a mishap, a miscommunication.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's the thing that I want to think about, though. A lot of times, the pathetic proposals, then you have a... Like, if it's too perfect, you don't have as good a memory of it. Like, if everything, the ones that always come to my mind is when the guy, either at a sporting event, at a beach, or whatever, gets nervous and drops the ring.
Oh, yeah, and if it, like, goes down, if it's, like, on a...
There have been ones where they bring out a whole crew of, like, the weirdo nerd buckets with the things, the metal detectors on a beach, and they spend 8 hours and they can't find it
because
somehow the sand just goes like
that would terrify me. I also think, though, even if it's a good proposal, you have a good memory of it.
Yeah,
unfortunately, that's just the way it works.
I mean, yours was good even though you got down on your knees too, which was weird.
I don't think that's just like utter emotion.
Sure.
And I think it was genuine shock, right? Like you were not expecting it.
I had no idea.
You knew.
I knew we would get married. I didn't know we were getting engaged. I thought we'd get engaged months later. So.
I'm still choking on the ring.
I see.
No, I just swallowed a lot of spit when I was doing that.
Okay.
I will admit that I've said it before. One of my proposals was horrifying. It was the worst. Remember?
Oh, in front of everyone?
No, that one was great.
Oh,
sure.
I kind of thought that one was weird.
I guess I don't remember the other one.
One was, she accused me of cheating.
Dude, have not told me this story. I don't know if he's told you guys.
Because, I was being shady AF. Like, I got to work late. Oh, this. I had all these stupid things. And I'm just like, I'm not showing up at home. I'm doing all these things. And finally, she's like... I don't know what's going on, but I know you're cheating.
And then you had to go grab the ring and go, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I was just like, I promise you I'm not. And she's like, dude, I'm not stupid. And like, we had been drinking. And I was emotional. I'm like, I swear to God, I'm not cheating on you. And then I just grabbed the ring. I'm like, this is why I'm sticking around. I had to design it and then go look at the plans for it. And like, I had to go back 100 times to get this thing done. And you can't just like... disappear for an hour when you're in a relationship.
You can't.
So my proposal was me going like, I'm not cheating on you here.
And she's turned off at this. She's like,
yeah. It's like, why is he crying so much? How embarrassing.
Oh my God. Anyway, she's the mother of my children.
Yeah.
So if you've, this was great. If you've pathetically proposed or been pathetically proposed to, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
This one is brutal. Yeah. A guy was, actually, I don't know that it was a guy. So let me, but they were dating a girl and she was great, but they just didn't have the feeling that she was the one.
Mm-hmm.
But she planned a whole big thing for their birthday, and at the end proposed. And this person said, can we go talk in the room?
Teenager in front of everybody.
And they said no. And she ran out of the big party crying.
Try for a proposal.
You should know someone's going to say yes before you.
You think you know?
You should have a good idea.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't think anybody truly would propose if they had even an inkling it would be a no. You know what I mean? We think we know.
Yeah.
Did you have any worry that they were going to say no?
No. Who would say no to this?
Yeah. You cried a lot. I don't know.
They eventually say no with an attorney.
Okay. Who else wants to tell a story?
There was the one in the news that got us inspired real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a pathetic proposal or not.
I hate it.
It's really? He proposed with 100 pounds of gravel, but it's like this sapphire gravel that you can get in Montana. And apparently in it, if you sort through it, there are raw sapphires and other gems. And you just have to know what you're looking for. So she sorts through it and they found like 43 out of 100 pounds. She found 43 things that are good enough to turn into high quality gems.
100 rough stones, 43 high quality gems, including one around 4 carats.
So that now they're going to take that and make a ring. So it's
I love it.
If you want to get married, work for it.
Because she also, that's my thing. It's like, oh, do you want to marry me? Here's a task. I have enough tasks.
But they were able to get friends and family to sift through together. Like it became a whole thing together. I love it.
Aaron, if you call me someday and you're like, can you come help me sift through this problem?
I'm not gonna say no. You don't want to be a part of my life of this big moment?
I am on the pathetic side. It's like, dude, if get her a ring, like do this separately. Or like buy the rocks. Everybody sorts through. It's like, oh, we got 43 of them. Like, all right, I'm going to see if we can get them polished. Then come back with a ring and go, this was one of the stones. That's the play.
Yeah.
But not like find your ring.
Yeah. Work for me, girl.
Okay, we're on two different.
I disagree.
Okay.
When I proposed, I had rented, my wife loves carousel, so I had rented out a carousel to propose at. She didn't obviously know I was going to, but the day ended up just being one of the coldest days of all time. Uh-oh. And so I remember like I had gone to brunch with her family and her dad just would not stop saying, man, it's so cold out there.
Stop it!
Wouldn't want to be outside today, I'll tell you that much. And I'm just dying inside, knowing later on today.
Did he know that was the day?
No, he didn't. So
you had asked him already, so he should have known.
Yeah, but he didn't know like the day. He just knew it was going to come. But he just kept being like, I wouldn't.
He's ruining it.
Yeah, it was below zero. And so.
Oh my gosh, it was?
Yeah. I looked it up to even make sure I'm not remembering. Like it says the high was zero with wind chills below zero.
On that day.
Yeah, and we still did it. So in all the pictures, our noses are kind of running and stuff.
Oh my God.
But I think that makes it special.
Yeah. Wow. When you were wearing coats?
We were wearing coats, but we had to get, it was an outdoor carousel.
She was wearing gloves, so then she had to take her glove off.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So cold of all the days.
Bro,
I couldn't move the booking. I'd already reserved it.
What time of year was it?
February.
Well, maybe that was in Iowa. Yeah.
It took her forever to sift through the pile.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, if you've been a part of a pathetic proposal, we'd love to hear all about it. 303-222-5423.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Proposals are great. Mm-hmm. I've done it a couple times myself.
Okay, well.
But we don't want to hear about the great ones. We want to hear about the pathetic ones. Alicia?
Yes.
Pathetic proposal. What's your story?
Oh, I would never tell anything about me, but I could tell you about my brother. So every year we go on this big camping trip to Steamboat, and him and his girlfriend, they take a horseback and do like this horseback trail. And like this year he kind of set it up so that way we would all be there, like trying to record and everything. And so she was really surprised, and he had everything was going perfectly, but he is the clumsiest person and totally tripped on his face in front of everybody. But it's okay because we got it on camera to remember it forever.
Oh. It's okay because we filmed it. Did she say yes?
Yeah, they're engaged.
And cute.
Is his face okay?
Wow. Yes. I guess he fell for her.
Yeah. Oh, right? He totally fell for her. I love that.
Yeah, thank you.
Dude, that was the most pity laugh I've ever heard anybody do in the history of this show.
Oh.
Gigi.
Yay.
Pathetic proposal. What do you got?
Okay, so my then boyfriend and I planned this big trip. First trip, like, out of town together. We're out of college, just barely. And we go to Mount Rushmore, South Dakota. And he gets down on one knee. We're kind of down right at the base. And says, I've been thinking about this. And I'm like, what is he doing? And I want to know if you'll marry me. And I did a long pause and said, yes, but he didn't have a ring and he didn't have a job.
Oh my so gosh.
It was okay. Icky. I'm like, my parents will never go for this.
How is that a proposal without any of...
Yeah, that's why I called. I'm like, oh my God, this is my story. Because for the rest of my life, my answer is yes, but...
Are you guys married still?
Are we what?
Are you married?
Sorry, Mike.
Are you married to this guy? I think we're going to get a yes, but I'm not a...
He did get a ring with the help of his mother finding him a job.
So you are married to him?
Still.
Yes, I'm married to him, and my dad was very thrilled when he got a job, and then he got the ring.
Congratulations.
So, I'm happy for you.
Thank you. I'm listening all the time, and I'm, like, so excited, even if I don't win. I'm
that's very nice. That's awesome.
Melissa?
Yay.
Pathetic proposal. What happened to you?
Okay, so my partner and I, we were out at karaoke. We're having a good time. We're vibing. And then all of a sudden, he starts to get down on one knee. And I'm like, holy shit, oh my God. Like, he's about to propose to me. And literally, as he's getting down on one knee, the host of karaoke calls his name. And instead of finishing the proposal, he's like, oh, shit, I gotta go. This is my song. And then,
honey, my song's being called.
If you don't get it now, you're not getting it for a while. I get it.
He literally aborted a proposal to go rock Bon Jovi.
And then maybe he was going to propose from the stage, make it a bigger
Did thing? He?
No. Oh. No, he didn't. I mean, he went up there and he sang the song, and I was just so upset and hurt that I just ended up leaving.
Are you married?
Was that the end of the relationship?
We are not married. The relationship is not over, but we definitely are having conversations about priorities. And why would you just propose to me in the middle of a
relationship? And that's fair. I get it.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Melissa. Lisa?
Yay!
Pathetic proposal. What happened?
Oh God! So my then boyfriend hid the ring in a dessert.
Yeah,
and like it was just left out. I was supposed to eat the dessert, but I guess I didn't get it as quickly as our dog did. Our dog jumped up on the table, got the dessert,
and ate your ring.
Yeah.
And it came out.
He had to confess, like, oh crap, the ring was in the piece of cake.
Oh, wait. And so the dog got the ring before you even knew?
Yeah. And then I had to find out because he started freaking out because the dog ate the ring. You know, it's such a bad situation on so many levels, you know?
Wow. I'm sorry.
Then, as your romantic proposal, he's down on his knee, as are you, sorting through dog poop?
Or running to the dog hospital?
You sort.
I think, yeah.
You not just wait.
Yes, of course you do.
Okay.
A ring is like, most things your dog puts in comes out.
You just... Right. So basically, we had to wait. He had to tell me and why he was freaking out. And then we basically had to wait for the dog to pass. Multiple poops that we had to sort through till we found the ring, which eventually we did.
And then now you wear it
alert,
proudly?
Yeah, like you put that crappy ring on your face.
I mean, not right away, of course.
But
an air out.
Sterilized the crap out of it. Literally.
Okay.
So and, you did, yeah. Miriam. Like, do you tell people this story? Or is this...
Clearly.
I mean, you're telling us, but like, do you tell everyone?
Well, I'm not like, hey, my name's Lisa. Guess what? My husband hit the, no. It comes up as a funny story occasionally.
But could still be stuck
now
in my
it's
ring.
Kind of funny, but during was horrible.
Yeah.
So then there was no romantic proposal. He never got to go like, will you spend the rest of your life with me?
But this is true love.
Yeah.
This is true love to be like, you know what? I still want to marry you.
And then your dog is involved, right?
And your dog's like, I want to marry you too.
I know who could be the ring bearer.
You either love or not. I mean, if the proposal sucks, it doesn't make my history and feelings of this man change innately,
So just the dog.
Oh, man.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.
9.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.